I did not go back to school. Schools cost money, and Mr. Murdstone did not want to spend anything on my education. So I stayed in the sad, uncomfortable house. Now that my mother was dead, both Mr. Murdstone and his sister hated me openly. "Mr. Murdstone doesn't want me to stay here," Peggotty told me while we were sitting in her room one day. "I have to find new work. I'll go to Yarmouth. Will you come with me? We can have a holiday together." The Murdstones let me go to Yarmouth. We made the journey in Barkis's cart. He was very happy to sit with Peggotty, and she clearly liked Barkis too. We arrived at Mr. Peggotty's house, and he was very pleased to see us. The house looked just the same, except perhaps a little smaller. Only little Emily was missing. "Where's Emily?" I asked. "She's at school," Mr. Peggotty explained. "Why doesn't she come?" Mrs. Gummidge complained. Mrs. Gummidge was the same as ever. "She'll come soon," Mr. Peggotty said. When Emily arrived, she was surprised to see us. She was older now and looked very pretty. "Hello, Emily," I greeted her. "Can I kiss you?" "No," she said, going red. "I don't like kissing. It's silly." Later, she came to me and took my hand. "I know that your mother and your little brother are dead," she said. "I'm very sorry, David." Her blue eyes were wet with tears. She looked very sad. We all ate at Mr. Peggotty's house. After the meal, we talked together. "How is your friend, Steerforth?" Mr. Peggotty asked. "He's a very fine boy." "Yes, he is," I agreed. "He's clever, too. He learns very quickly. He's well, I think."
"Look at Emily," said Mr. Peggotty, and he laughed. "She hasn't seen Steerforth yet, but she likes him already."
Emily's face was red. She put her hands over her face, and Mr. Peggotty and Ham laughed. They loved Emily very much, and they gave her everything. Our visit to Yarmouth was as happy as the last one. One day, I had a big surprise. Mr. Barkis was also staying in Yarmouth, and Peggotty went out with him for the afternoon. They were both wearing their best clothes. When they came back, they were married. Peggotty was now Mrs. Barkis. But the happy time soon ended, and I went home alone. Peggotty had her own little house now, with Mr. Barkis. She promised me, though, that I was always welcome there. Mr. Murdstone did not hit me, and he and his sister gave me food, but they said very little to me. One day, Mr. Murdstone sent for me. There was a second man in the room with him.
"This is Mr. Quinion, David," Mr. Murdstone said. "He has a business in London. You will work for him, and you will earn enough money to buy your own food. I'll pay for your room. You'll go to London with Mr. Quinion tomorrow."